This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.
Today on State of the World, an agonizing choice whether to flee southern Gaza ahead of an assault. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they're happening. It's Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Greg Dixon. For weeks now, Israel has been public with its plans to conduct an assault on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza, an assault that could start any day now. There is renewed hope that mediators working with Hamas and Israel will find a ceasefire proposal both sides can agree to. But if the Israeli military does move into Rafah, it could be catastrophic for more than a million civilians there, many of them having fled to Rafah, displaced by fighting elsewhere in Gaza. People are weighing the risks of what to do and where to go. NPR's Aya Betraoui and Anas Baba have this report. And a warning, some descriptions in this story may be distressing.
Rafah is teeming with life. Its streets are jam-packed with pedestrians, street vendors, and cars. Rafah wasn't built to hold half of Gaza's population. Before the war, it was home to about 250,000 people. Now, more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering here, either in tents or with extended family in crowded apartments. Israel says it's planning an assault on the city to dismantle Hamas battalions and target tunnels, but hasn't said when that might happen. People in Rafah say they don't know how to prepare. Alaa Wahdan has 6 children. The oldest is just 11 years old. She says she's mentally ready to leave Rafah at a moment's notice. But she's tired, 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 she says. She says, we'll live in tents, whatever the circumstances, but give us safety, security. That's what she wants most for her kids. Rafah, like the rest of Gaza, isn't safe for civilians. Near-daily airstrikes have targeted the city over the past 6 weeks as Israel ramps up pressure. This week, a 5-day-old baby was killed in an overnight airstrike. He was buried with his father. The morgue on Monday filled up with the bodies of 25 people killed in Israeli airstrikes. Hospital records show 15 of them women and children. A woman cries next to her deceased brother who's in a white body bag. She says everyone's gone. She cries that this is her 6th brother to lose. Fearing a major Israeli attack on Rafah, some people have already left the city. Some have gone a little north, setting up tents in Al-Mawasi on the dirt, where there's less access to the humanitarian aid that enters Rafah from Egypt. Others have pitched their tents in central Gaza, but airstrikes have killed thousands there too. Alaa Sabah has already moved 5 times during this war. Sabah says even if he wanted to leave Rafah and head to central Gaza, he doesn't have the money to. It costs around $200 for a single car ride. To move his entire family and their few belongings, he says he'll need $2,000. Where will I find that kind of money, he says. Abdullah Al-Ghalban, another resident here, says he too can't leave the city.
I have 3 physically disabled people with me. I don't know where to go with them or how to move them. Do I go to Al-Mawasi, Khan Yunis, North Gaza? We don't know where to go or which direction to take.
There are risks to staying in Rafah and risks to leaving. But one key advantage here is that this is still where many aid organizations are set up. Project Hope is one of them. The group runs a field clinic in Rafah among tents for displaced people. Inside is Asma Abed. She's here to treat a burn on her foot. She says she cares about her kids and grandkids. For their sake, she will leave Rafah and go wherever Israel's military tells people to go. Abed doesn't dream of much, she says. Just a cup of tea. But even that has become a luxury. Life here, she says, is about survival. Aya Betraoui, NPR News, Dubai, with Anas Baba in Rafah.
That's the State of the World from NPR. For more coverage of all sides of this conflict, go to npr.org/Mideast Updates. Thank you for listening.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.